is great things coming out of the Delaware Tourism Office. You guys are calling all artists. Why are you looking for artists?
We are really excited to announce our Delaware Discoveries Trail. It's something that has been in the works really since last year, and it's an interactive street art trail that will be placed at locations throughout the state. And we are looking for artists to help us create these pieces of art.
How do you expect artists to do this? Go into detail.
So for the competition part, which we've partnered with the Kate May Lewis Ferry, they're going to have a piece of work at their location. And anyone and everyone can submit artwork inspired by the ferry location and the landscape there at DelawareDiscoveries.com. We'll then work with a committee to select a winner. And then in late summer, the pieces of art will start to be placed. And the ferry is just one of several locations we're doing.
Are you looking for anything in particular from these artists? Talk about the design, what you guys are looking for.
So the interactive part is kind of the key part of this artwork. And an example is the wings in Nashville, and that you stand up against the wall and it looks like you have the wings on. And in fact, we've actually commissioned that artist to come and paint one of the locations. So it's interactive. It's for one of the important parts for us is we wanted to bring joy into people's lives as they see it and be inspired by it. The interactive part, just kind of hopefully drawing inspiration from the destination as well. And at the ferry, you have, you know, the bay meeting the ocean. You have lighthouses. You have so many wonderful aspects to work with there.
Liz, is that Wings artist from Nashville?
Yes, she is.
So you're calling all artists. What's the deadline to get the artwork into you guys, and what happens after that deadline?
So for the Kate May Lewis Ferry location, the deadline is late June, and then we'll select by early July. All the information is on Delaware Discoveries. .com. And then we've also partnered with the Developing Artist Collaboration in Dewey, who we are working with local artists as well for some of the locations.
Will the winner, I mean, besides, you know, being the chosen one, will the winner get any other kind of stipend for their work?
Yes. Winner will receive a stipend for their work, as well as, you know, mentions on the website and such. And we'll also help take care of all of the priming and the paint and all of that.
I bet the Delaware Tourism Office is looking forward to seeing a lot of incredible entries for this, huh?
We're really excited just to see the different concepts and the different inspirations that they draw from Delaware and from that location in particular. And we really, as we've worked on this project, this is for us what we've found is this is kind of step one. We think this will turn into a much larger art project as well.
Yeah, how important is this for artists across the first state?
You know, what we're hearing as we work, especially with the local artists in our partnerships with them, is that it's nice to do something for these locations, especially given kind of moving out of the season that we're in now. And a lot of the locations we're selecting are not necessarily the first top of mind location when coming to Delaware. So you have some off the beaten path locations like Bombay Hook that the artists are so excited to be able to create something to help drive awareness of these kind of off the beaten path locations.